Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
There's a place down by the water, muddy, muddy water by the trestle track, where the big band plays on Saturdays and the rum runs thick and fast.
Swinging from the rafters, boots and skirts and bolo ties, come dance your girl through the curling smoke of this unholy sight. Swinging from the rafters, we went home, we thought.
Well now Jimmy, he grows poppies in his field out back.
Although we don't talk about it, 'cause he's a dangerous cat.
Ooh, at his barn we party, steel guitar and Lennon glow. There's a big band in five counties, you ought to hear that drum.
You best not take the chance, 'cause if Jimmy finds you sneaking around,
He's gonna make you dance.
From Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt, and that is the Western Swing Authority, Swinging from the Rafters. And Swinging in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is our swinging co-host, Miss Bobby Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Yes, we are swinging here in New Mexico.
Oh, gosh. We're going to be swinging today on this show because we've got a lot of fun lined up. Who's our first guest?
We sure do. Oh, one of our favorites, Lily Robert. We haven't chatted with Lily in a while. She's back with us, hanging on and be with us shortly. And who's in the second hour?
We're going to be talking with Sherry Copeland, who is the executive director of the Backcountry Horse of America, and that's coming up on Saddle Up America in just about an hour. But right now, let's keep swinging. This is a hot Texas swing band, and it's one called Ain't Dead Yet. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Lee Robert today on the Campfire Cafe.
Seven boats are circling above me. They're getting so upset. They're hungry for some fresh meat, but I ain't dead yet. Yes, I'm getting mighty, mighty weary. I'll get up and go done get. but I got lots of fight left. No, I ain't dead yet. That old sun is way up high, it's in the sky. I'm getting kinda dry. I'll just keep on pushing on, ain't gonna hang my head and cry. There's still seven vultures circled in above me. They're getting so upset. They'll have to find death somewhere else, cause I ain't dead yet. Circling above me, getting so upset. They'll have to find death somewhere else, cause I ain't dead yet. Circling above me, they're getting so upset. They'll have to find death somewhere else, cause I ain't dead yet. No, I ain't dead yet. No, I ain't dead yet.
Welcome back to Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. If you are just joining us, that was Hot Texas Swing Band with Ain't Dead Yet. Today's featured guest, Lili Robert, divides her time between Paradise Valley, Arizona, and Jackson Hole, Wyoming. A music innovator, multi-talented performer, she's a singer, songwriter, and storyteller. Lili's love of the Western landscape inspires much of her music. Knowing for her endearing cowgirl jazz, unique music style, she combines the colors and textures of jazz and blue with the lyric strengths of Western music about love, landscape, and laughter. Sultry, dynamic, original are words used to describe her performances and music. This talented performer has drawn critical acclaim and honors. The International Western Music Association named her Songwriter of the Year in 2019. The Academy of Western Artists has honored her twice. Her album Swing Set won the 2019 Best Western Swing Album of the Year, and in 2014, her album Jewel of the West was named Best Western Album of the Year. Reviewing her website, I found this quote by Arthur O'Shaughnessy and used by Gene Wilder in Willy Wonka, a favorite of hers. Having worked closely with her as an IWMA National Board member, this quote describes her so well. We are music makers and dreamers of dreams. Please welcome back to Campfire Cafe, a performer who lives out her dreams of being an artist and a musician every day, the original cowgirl jazz Western music crooner, Lili Robert. Welcome, Lili.
Oh, Bobby Jean, that is such a wonderful introduction. I'm just going to feel good all day because of that. I sometimes need reminding of it when I'm scouring the kitchen sink, you know.
Well, good morning, Lee. Oh, how are you?
Gary, I am just doing great. I'm looking out on the base of the Tetons. We still have a low cloud cover, but the sun is coming out. And the Tetons really look beautiful with snow on them. It sort of goes in all the crevices, and you get to see all of the beautiful landscape there. But It's a little cold here still.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that we have a beautiful 72 in Nashville right now with sunshine, but that's all right. That is all right.
I guess this is just what they call springtime in the Rockies, right?
I think so. Well, you were on the last time. You were on the last time. You had just finished Swing Set, and we featured that.
Yep.
And we've got a lot of music from Swing Set today to play. But then right after you were on with us, COVID hit. And so what have you been doing in 2020 and 2021?
Well, I would say that my greatest project has been keeping physically and mentally healthy.
Oh, that's good.
Really. Yeah, the last 2 years I've been healthy, and I've realized that, you know, there are some benefits from home sheltering. It makes you think about your whole life and what you're doing, and I'm more excited than ever about my music. I have to say, some people were very inspired by staying home and being able to write music, but that was not me. I missed people a lot. Yes, because I'm an extrovert, and I just love talking to people like you. And when I go out performing, it just energizes me. And when we had a lot less of that going on for the last couple of years, so I was really missing my audiences. And so things are starting to open up, both in Jackson Hole and in Arizona. I don't know how it is where you all live, but we're opening up, and I'm getting excited about it.
Well, it's kind of exciting to see people out without masks. You know, still people are wearing masks, but it's great to see people without masks so you can actually tell who they are. You know, kind of a cool thing.
I was. Oh, goodness. Well, I have found that my songwriting really gets stirred up when I become inspired, and I'm starting to get more inspired by the day. And I'm telling you, I'm getting kind of inspired talking to you all too. So who knows? Maybe there's a song gonna come out of this.
All right. You know, we were swinging when we got started this morning. We're gonna keep swinging. And this is a song we want to get to called Cowboy Swing. It is from the CD Swing Set. We're going to come back and talk more with Lee Robert and find out a little bit more about what she's been doing during this COVID thing. And I think she's got a new friend as well. So we may talk about him, too, when we come back today on the Campfire Cafe.
A rancher's work will never seem to end. Bale the hay, then there's a fence to mend. It sometimes seems to be all work, no play. And though it's worth it, I have to say, if you're ever feeling down, there's just one thing I'll recommend to you. Swing on, cowboy, swing on till the cows come home. Don't be so coy, you better rally your spurs and make some noise. Swing on, cowboy, swing on till the cows come home. Don't be so coy, you better rally your spurs and make some noise. I once met a man who did not know how to swing. Sad, sad thing, he did not know how to swing. Until one day that swinging bug bit him mid-stride. That sun settled down and he swung throughout the night. Swing on, cowboy, swing on till the cows come home. Don't be so poor, you better rattle your spurs and make some noise. When you start feeling down, it seems you don't know how to smile. Don't wait around to try and smile after a while. When you're finished working horses and baling hay, throw your worries out the door, settle down and swing away. and make some noise.
Cowboy Swing, Lele Robert, and that is from Swing Set. And I believe you maybe had done some work on that here in Nashville, didn't you?
I did, Gary. I was able to have some soloists come into Tunesmith Studio there. We intentionally did the bass, the drums, and vocals in Arizona, but I wanted to get some of the best for soloing, and I sure did. Tunesmith Studio, Richard Smith was able to get me Rory Hoffman on accordion and so many instruments. He's a multi-instrumentalist. Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Doug Jernigan, three of the absolute best. I mean, Doug Jernigan specializes in jazzy Western swing. So I just was so lucky. And that particular song, I loved their treatment of it, their arrangement. It's very gypsy jazz. And Leah Sawyer wrote that song, and she was
up for
Song of the Year with that song. It was just, it's one of my favorite songs on the album. So thank you for playing it.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for recording it. And and so as we are inspiring you today to get back out and write again, hopefully you'll come back to Nashville and do some recording.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to, because I don't think that I can top that album without doing that. So I'm going to plan to come back to Nashville to record the soloist. I lucked out with that group of musicians. I was a very lucky girl.
Well, we were happy to have you, and it was great. It is great to have this kind of music. And I think Marvin O'Dell produced it, didn't he?
He did. And Tom Boyer, who was also did rhythm guitar on the album, he co-produced it and was very instrumental in getting Richard Smith of Tunesmith on board for the engineering and those musicians. So it was really Marvin and Tom Boyle.
That's great. Great. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Well, while you were going through COVID, you were like a lot of other folks, I think. Pets became very important, and you have a beautiful Raffy. And tell us about the puppy dog.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you've really hit a chord with me when you bring up Raffy. She is now about a year and a half. We got her when she was 2 months old, and my husband, I didn't think he would have a go for a puppy, because, you know, there's going to be a lot of training, as you know, that goes on with puppies.
Yeah.
But I said, you know what, more perfect time during home sheltering. I'll have all kinds of time to train her. So she has been through beginning and intermediate. She just graduated from intermediate puppy training. she's gonna in November she'll go to advanced, so we'll see. But she's a mini labradoodle. That's a yellow lab and a mini poodle. And she is 22 pounds, and that's her full size now, perfect size. Wow. And because even though she pulls occasionally at the leash, I can pull her back because she's only 22 pounds. I don't know what you do with them. I guess that must be a challenge.
I have a video of Mary Kay trying to lead him down the sidewalk. And it was not her leading him. It was him leading her. You know?
I get it. It's a challenge. You know, the vet recommended a little apparatus called the gentle leader. And it sort of goes like a bridle around around their little nose, and it's not like a muzzle. It just is.
Gotcha.
They become more sensitive to the leading, just like a horse's reins would do. And,
yeah.
You know, they don't love it. You've got to kind of ease them into it. But she gets all kinds of treats when she wears it. And so she's learned to tolerate it, and it makes it much easier.
That's pretty cool. I may have to find one of those for Mary Kay and Sam. That might work.
Yeah. It's called a gentle
leader. Bobby, when are you going to get a pup?
Oh, we would love to have a little pup. I don't know. We talk about it some. I would love to have one. I'm envious. I'm coveting all of you that have them.
Yeah, I can't get you into horse. There's no reason not to have a pup.
I know. It just, our yard is so small. I haven't had a dog in years, and it was always so wonderful to have a dog. So I live vicariously through all of you.
They definitely become a member of the family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Let's get to another song. This one is so fun. And tell us about this. This is Choo Choo Chaboogie. So tell us about Choo Choo Chaboogie.
Well, I of course, it's a song that's been recorded by many people. Asleep at the Wheel was one of my favorite versions of it. And, you know, who doesn't like a train song? I mean, it just kind of gets your shoulders going up and down. And it's really, now, there are a lot of words to remember. And they go fast. They go fast. But it's one of my favorite songs. And it just, it usually I'll either begin a set with it or end a set with it. And when I end a set with it, I take a little vamp time and introduce everybody around. Everybody just enjoys this song. So I hope our listeners do too.
It is a fun song, Choo 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 Boogie, Lee Robert. We'll be back in just a moment on the Campfire Cafe.
Clack, and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pile around the Democratic fellas named Max, or take me right back to the track. Jack, I choo 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 boogie, woo 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 choo boogie, choo 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 boogie, take me right back to the track. Jack, you reach your destination, but alas and alas, you need some compensation, do you back in the black? You take the morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a person with snacks, so put it right back in the rack. Jack, a choo 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 boogie, woo 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 choo boogie, choo 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 boogie, take me right back to the track. Can peep through the crack and see the train rolling while she's balling the jack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack, so take me right back to the track. Jack, a choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, choo-boogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie, take me right back to the track. Ooh.
Oh, you gotta love that choo-choo cha-boogie, Lily Robert from her fabulous album Swing Set. Every song is a gem, Gary. I don't know how you figured out which ones to pick from that album, because every one of them is so terrific. So, Lily, I have a kind of an off-the-wall question for you. I've been sort of, going through your personal Facebook page. You have one for your musician part of your world, and then you have your personal page. And I see some really cool pictures that are kind of steampunk, which I'm very interested in, and I didn't know we had that in common. Do you kind of like steampunk things?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that goes right along with the cowgirl jazz kind of stuff and a little off-the-wall Western. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not sure what picture pictures you're referring to, but I always enjoy the whole contraptions that they in that, what was that movie, that old movie that they had all the wonderful contraptions and everything, and of course the style and everything is just really fun. I enjoy eclectic treatments of Western. I like a little bit of blues in there, a little bit of gypsy, little bit of steampunk in there, that's fine with
me. Mm-hmm. Well, the first picture that I see is of a fork and spoon bill swallow, and it's absolutely beautiful. This swallow out of spoons and forks, gorgeous.
Oh, yes.
And
art.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Art. I thought that wasn't that a beautiful retreatment of old knives, forks, and spoons.
Absolutely.
Just got bent into such a beautiful bird shape, I thought. And mm-hmm. I didn't even think of it as steampunk. I thought of that as just, wow,
right. That's
just so artistic.
Yeah, and that's the part of steampunk that, to me, that's what caught me several years ago, was people taking, just repurposing, glass doorknobs and all kinds of things and making fabulous, wonderful art out of it. So anyway, so I just discovered another thing that we have in common.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Bobby Jean, we have lots in common.
Oh, I know
we
do.
We love having good tea.
Yes,
we
do.
We love having high tea. You know, I think that's something we have in common.
Yes, yes. So I also see that you finally are doing some live performing this year. You had a live concert the other day, and I see you're kind of out and about. So what's it like to be back doing live music?
Well, and I'm not the only one. I've talked to several musicians and even members of audiences. The first time that they've come back to live music, it brings tears. It mm-hmm. brought tears to me. It's just hard to describe. Music, live music, does something to your soul. And mm-hmm. There's so much that we can't really verbalize. So really, that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And it still is happening somewhat. For me to get up on stage, or for me to even be in an audience of someone else who's doing a live performance, it brings tears to me. And I just get so moved. So, mm-hmm. the emotion just wells up. And I've talked to so many people who say the same thing. So I'm encouraging people as much as possible, get out there, experience live music again. It's time for us to do that, and you'll be surprised at what comes up, the emotions
mm-hmm.
that come up. It really just shows you that there's so much that we don't even realize that's happening when we are in a live music setting.
Mm-hmm. I know as a listener, as an audience member, music just will just crack my heart wide open. And and it happens sometimes with music that I receive from performers and CDs if something is just really amazing, but it really happens live. So that's interesting that as a performer, you often experience, so how do you work, how do you perform through that kind of emotion?
Well, you know, it's like my dad always used to say when I'd say, "Dad, you know, I started crying, you know," and he said, "Oh, it just makes it better."
Because you're, it makes it better. So human. It becomes so human. Well, I think, are you, speaking of songs that can crack our hearts wide open, are you planning to do Man Walks Among Us next?
We are.
We're going to kind of slow things down just a little bit. And,
may I tell you something, a little secret about that song?
Yes.
Please do.
It is, you know, even though it's a Marty Robbins song, it is really the way, when I sang it as my prayer for our, mm-hmm. for our beautiful planet. It is my prayer. And that's how I felt about when I sang it.
Well, it is a beautiful song. It's been recorded by many, many people, but this is a beautiful version from Lee Robert. We'll be back in just a moment.
Warm are the winds of the desert, a whirlwind dances around. I stop to survey all the beauty that's here when a shadow crosses the ground. It's an eagle that circles above me, and she screams to her friends on the hill, "Stay close together, move not a feather. Man walks among us, be still, be still. Man walks among us, be still." Everything hides, but I see them. I've spotted an old mother quail, and then I see, looking right back at me, the eyes of a young cottontail. I see a coyote sneaking as he crawls through the brush on the hill. An eagle screams down, "Stay close to the ground. Man walks among us, be still, be still. Man walks among us, be still." 20 feet high in the side of a cactus, I see a hole where the butcher bird stays. If mortals could choose, and if heaven should ask us, here's where I'd want to spend all of my days. Thank you. 20 feet high in the side of a cactus. I see a hole where the butcher bird stays. If mortals could choose, and if heaven should ask us, here's where I'd want to spend all of my days. Soon we'll be gone on the desert. A city will cover each hill. Today will just be a fond memory. Man walks among us, be still, be still. Man walks among us, be still. Man walks among us, be still. Among us, be still.
One of the most beautiful versions of Man Walks Among Us, that's mm-hmm. Lee Robert. And that's just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I had a question. Who were your influences in music growing up?
Ooh, Gary. You know, I've gone through different phases in my life. I started out with music very young. My brother and sister and I sang three-part harmony, like very young. I was probably 4 or 5. He was the music director. And I would say that at church, the choirs really were my influence. You know, we did a lot of harmonies. And then at 12 years old, my brother showed me some chords on the guitar. And that was the time when folk music, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Joan Baez, and all those people, they were really big, and I just couldn't get enough of the guitar doing that. And then when I was about somewhere between, like 17, Bonnie Raitt came on the scene, and she played the guitar very differently. I really liked what she did. I loved her, the power and the blues, and so she really influenced me a lot at that time. And then I got into the jazz singers, Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, and just a whole range of jazz vocalists, people like Joe Stafford, Dinah Shore, you know, Patti Page, Peggy Lee, all of these people. I went, wow, this is so cool. So I went through that phase, and then I started spending time in Jackson, I had a little more time, and I started writing more songs, and really more as a autobiographical journal than anything else. I didn't think I would ever be able to sell my music, for goodness sake. I just wrote the songs so I would remember some of the beautiful mountains and meadows and seeing the bison grazing and all of these kind of landscape songs that I wrote. And people started responding. I started performing, performing again. I had taken a hiatus from the big days in San Francisco and some of the big band kinds of jazz singing. And, well, I would do jazz on a Friday night and a society party, on a Saturday, and on a Sunday I might do a bar mitzvah. So I did all kinds of music then. But I took a hiatus from performing when I went through this whole period. You know, I did public speaking for a while. And
right.
So, but I started writing again in about when I had a little more time, when I came up here to Jackson Hole, I found I had a little more time and I could start writing. And so, that was when I started really getting into Western music, because I had not known the difference between country and Western when I moved up here. Country took a very different direction in the 1980s.
Right.
As we all know, in Western music. And so I hadn't really heard a lot of Western music. I mean, I knew about Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, and I knew about Gene Autry and the Sons of the Pioneers, but I was kind of introduced to the Western music genre in about 2000, maybe 2010. And
okay.
That was when I started adding a lot of jazz chords, because of my jazz background, to the Western chords. I didn't think anything of it, but people started talking about my cowgirl jazz. I didn't even make up that word. It was my audience that said, "Oh, I really like your cowgirl jazz." And I went, "Really? Wow, mind if I use that word?" And so I started, and then I moved into more Western swing. And when I learned, I mean, people like Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys had been adding jazzy chords to Western for ages,
right,
and they
right.
just called it Western swing. But it was all really influenced by big band jazz. So that's kind of the long and the short of some of my heroes in my musical influence.
Well, those influences were not half bad, I'll tell you. Those were some pretty great influences.
Well, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful having such affirmation about this style of cowgirl jazz. And I really appreciate you all being able to talk about it and really... because you don't think about all this stuff. You just, I find that I just take one step ahead of the other, and I take it day to day, and I kind of don't think about the implications of it all. I just do it, and it's kind of fun to talk about it, because I think, wow, I guess that was a good move that I made.
It was a good move. Let's get to another song real quickly, and this is another great song. It's called Back to the Ranch. Anything you want to tell us about this one?
Oh, Back to the Ranch. Well, oh, goodness. It really was fired by living in the city for half the year in Paradise Valley, which is right there at Scottsdale, Arizona, and that's a big city now. We're talking big city, and... So you know, about April, I start getting to feeling like I want to slow down and I want to get back to the ranch and feel like I just need to get back to some basics where of good clean air and good clean water and the freeways are a ways away and I get to drive the 15 minutes from the ranch back into town. And sometimes you hardly ever see anybody, and that's what getting back to the ranch is all about.
Let's take a listen to the Back to the Ranch and come back and talk more with Lee Robert and Bobby Bell in just a moment on the Campfire Cafe.
Come on back. Coyotes are yipping, you don't know just what you're missing. You're singing soprano in a freeway choir. Come on back to the ranch. Come on back.
Come on back
to the ranch.
Come on. on top your mountain of woe, and you feel life is nowhere to go. You're feeling bucked off and you just bit the dust. Come on back to the ranch. There's a pie in the oven, and there's a prayer on the wire. There's a fence that needs fixing, and a meal that needs mixing. When your hands feel useful, your heart is at home. It's 'cause you've come on back to the ranch. Come on back.
Back to the ranch with that sultry voice. That's Lili Robert, and that song is from her award-winning album, Jewel of the West, which is another fabulous, fabulous work. So, Lili, I know that over time you offer a variety of presentations, and one that really caught my eye when I was reviewing them today is Living the Cowboy Code. You want to just talk a moment about what the cowboy code means to you and maybe some ideas on how we should be living it today?
Well, you know, in the old West, there were certain values, like a person's word was to be trusted. You could make a contract by a handshake. You helped your neighbors. That's what I consider part of the cowboy code. And some people call it the cowboy way, but it's really just getting back to some basic values, that your word is your bond, that there is a such thing as being a gentleman and a lady. And, I still like to have my door open for me, you know, even a stranger. Sometimes it doesn't happen, but, I was raised with two very Southern parents. My dad was from Mississippi and my mom was from South Carolina. And even though I can't say that they lived by the cowboy code, there were certain ways of behaving and having manners, you know. I always liked my chair pulled out for me. You know, please and thank you were always part of conversation. And certainly, I'm not saying that I had never heard my dad, you know, use a swear word, but I sure didn't hear it very often.
And nowadays,
you hear that kind of language a lot. So the cowboy code is just getting back to some basics. I don't know if you ever read that book, Everything We Ever Wanted to Know We Learned in Kindergarten.
Oh yeah,
one of my favorite books, and I think it kind of comes down to that. Some of the basics. That's what I call the cowboy code.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that's really missing today is I'll call it the oil of civility, with a touch of grace added in. You know that we need oil to keep in the gears running and. You know, just road rage. You know, people are just watching how people are on the road and all. I think, what's happened to civility?
Well, I don't know if that was always something. You know, I know people who are perfectly wonderful cowboy code followers, and then they get on the road and they change. There's something else that happens, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Well. Talked about getting on the road, that kind of goes into this next song. Yes. And that's called
song.
Enjoy the Ride.
Enjoy the Ride.
So tell us about Enjoy the Ride.
Well, you know, you win some and you lose some in the when you're going for awards or writing songs. You win some, you lose some. And I wrote this song just after, I think it was 2018. Or maybe it was 2017, just before I won the following year for Best Western Album for Jewel of the West. But I was up. I was nominated, but I didn't win. And I came home and I wrote that song. And I realized that what's most important is that you have fun what you're doing, that it isn't about the awards. It isn't about winning and losing. It's about having fun while you do it, and that's what this song's about.
Amen. Well, let's enjoy the ride and enjoy the ride of your life with Lee Roberts today on the Campfire Cafe.
I was nominated to be queen, rodeo queen for a day. I got some new boots and a crown, just in case I won, that had silver inlay. I practiced my speech in a real cute song. When they didn't call my name, something went wrong. If you get mucked up, you've gotta get back on and remember to enjoy the ride. Bucking and snorting like heck. Well, it seemed like an hour and it was only 2 seconds, and you felt like you would break your neck. Well, it seemed like the ride was the right thing to do, to win a big purse and a big belt buckle too. Well, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, but remember to okay, fellas. Bucked on, you just get back on and say,
Well, our special guest today has been Lee Robert, and what fun it has been to have you on the show. Just a ton of fun.
It is.
Thanks so much.
You're so welcome. I've enjoyed myself thoroughly. Thank you, Gary and Bobby.
Well, you'll have to come back soon. And for our worldwide audience out there, tell them how they can find you, how they can get your music, and follow your tour schedule.
Yes. Well, I have a website, www.leeleemusic.com, and you can find all of this music on the usual CD Baby, Spotify, all of those other distribution channels. They can find these albums there, but come visit my website and just explore around, and you can find out where I'm playing, and I hope to see you down the trail.
All right, we look forward to seeing you in November, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. At the International Western Music Association, you bet.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Well, you have been fantastic, and go visit her website, follow her on social media, and Lily Robert, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's been great. Thank you, Gary and Bobby.
You're so welcome. We're going to take a listen to Cowgirl Jazz from Swing Set, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Sun hanging low in the western sky, breeze blowing softly as a lullaby, horse in a saddle, I love all that cowgirl jazz. Campfire glowing, the sweet smell of sage, coyote howling, the harmonica plays, dancing cactus shadows, I love all that cowgirl jazz. I need cool water, don't fence me in, I want to roll with the tumbling tumbleweeds. I love the sons of the sons of the pioneers, prairie dog and bipod harmony.
I love
Well, saddle up and join us. It's time for Saddle Up America on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
I'm leaving to go back home where the short grass grows. I'm going where the short grass grows. The blue mountains rise and the wind always blows. A place big enough for a man to dream. Back home where the short grass grows. A prettier sky, almost as blue as the blue of her eyes. When we shared our love by the pinon fire's glow, back home where the short grass grows. I'm going where the short grass grows. Blue mountains rise and the wind always blows. Place big enough for a man to dream. Back home where the short grass grows. Where the ponies run wild like the wind in her hair. When I close my eyes I can almost be there. I can see my love awaiting where that old sweet water flows. Back home where the short grass grows. I'm going where the short grass grows. Blue mountains rise and the wind always blows. A place big enough for a man to dream. Back home where the short grass grows.
The short grass is a-waving to a turquoise sky above. The aspen-covered hills guard the country that I love. I'm going where the short grass grows. The blue mountains rise and the wind always blows. A place big enough for a man to dream. Back home where the short grass grows, my home where the short grass grows, the short grass grows.
Well, welcome back to Saddle Up America on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. From Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt, and joining me in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is our co-host, Bobby Bell. And we're going to welcome to the show now the Executive Director of Backcountry Horsemen of America, Miss Sherry Copeland. Hey, Sherry.
Hi, Gary and Bobby. It's great to be with you all again. And I want to make just a small correction. I am serving as chairman of Backcountry Horsemen of America. So chairman is my official title.
My fault. I've dealt with too many executive directors lately. So please excuse me.
No problem. No problem at all.
Oh, gosh. Well, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. We are coming off our annual National Board of Directors meeting. It's a once-a-year meeting where representatives from all 31 states gather and conduct business for Backcountry Horsemen of America. And this was our first face-to-face meeting in 3 years.
Oh, wow.
So we're very excited to be able to participate face-to-face again, and we got a lot of business done, a lot of goals set, and some programs that I'm really excited to share with you and your listening.
That is great. So where was the meeting this year?
It was actually in Kansas City, Missouri.
A great place to be. And I suppose there was no steak that was eaten while you were there.
Well, we had some good old KC barbecue for sure.
All right.
Oh, yum.
Wow. Well, it must have been great to be back together again after this COVID and the pandemic that we've gone through. But tell us a little bit about some of the great plans and programs that you have in place.
Wonderful. I would love to. You know, we're heading into our 50th year. 2023 will be the 50th anniversary of Backcountry Horsemen of America. And so we really wanted to garner on that and start formation of a catalog, so to speak, of all the historic information that we have on the wise use of stock on our public lands. One of our objectives is called out in our Constitution is to educate, encourage, and solicit active participation in the wise and sustaining use of the backcountry resources, not only by horsemen, but by the general public. So that's what we're going to concentrate on this year, is really developing more and more information that's going to be accessible to not only backcountry horsemen, but to the general public on the use of those backcountry and front country resources.
That's great. That is great. So what are some of the initiatives that you're going to put in place?
Well, we're developing a whole matrix, kind of a drop-down menu. And, of course, the first thing is to know before you go, know what agency you're going to be recreating on. You know, who manages that property? Is it the U.S. Forest Service, the National Park System, Bureau of Land Management, Corps of Engineers, Department of Natural Resources, state parks, or even a local or county organization? Because while they're all similar, they do have differences. And we want to be cognizant of that so that we can follow their guidelines and their rules.
You know,
That sounds like a lot of people to keep up with. Yeah.
It is. But that's part of what backcountry horsemen can facilitate is knowing and sharing the differences in the agencies, because, you know, they all have their mission also and what they are challenged most likely by law to facilitate. So you need to know, you know, is it a wilderness area? Oh my gosh, if it's wilderness, there is a lot of restrictions because it is to be maintained just like it is without, there can't be any mechanized equipment or anything if you're recreating in the wilderness. So that brings on a whole list of stuff that you need to prepare for.
Wow. How will you decide where to start? Wow.
Well, we're just going to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
And within Backcountry Horsemen of America, you know, we've got 50 years of experience and knowledge. And we share that within Backcountry Horsemen, obviously. But we wanted to develop an organized program so that can be shared not only within Backcountry Horsemen, but with the general public, because we want to challenge even the general public to use the resources wisely. And you need to know information in order to be able to do that. So that's what the program is all about. We're, you know, I've shared with you before that, you know, we advocate for the Leave No Trace program.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a program where there are certified trainers that teach classes. And there, of course, there are fees involved with that. And what we want to do is complement that program because there is so much before the Leave No Trace principles and so much after. And that's what we want to facilitate is really dropping down that knowledge. And what do I do? Where do I do it? And how do I learn it? So that's the whole concept of the program.
That is the Leave No Trace is a program that you've had in place for quite some time. And how does all of this tie in with the Trails of Common Ground program, or does it?
Well, yes, the Trails in Common Ground program is that equestrians were one part of that. And that program
right.
is to show trail courtesy. What do we do with other user groups? Because, you know, we have to share our public resources. There's a place for everyone. And so that's really a guide on what we do, how we interact with the other users. When we're all out there with the same goal, well, how can we accomplish that goal being respectful of each other?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm
just
Gary and I are just like, you know, processing.
Well, I was just kind of going through, if you have not, if our listeners have not done this, you need to go visit bcha.org and kind of look mm-hmm. at all the different programs that they've got available. And one of the areas that I'm looking at right now on the website is the area of education, which is what we're talking about mm-hmm. right now. And
right.
You have an education curriculum that is set up.
We do. Yes, we do. We have a very strong education committee that works year-round on deciphering all the information that is provided, because one of the big challenges when you have a national organization are the regional differences. You know, what is done in California versus what is done in Montana versus what is done in Missouri versus what is done in Florida. There's vast difference between the regions, but the concepts are all very similar. So it's really drilling down on the regional differences also. So if you're going from Missouri to Montana, you can be, you'll know what to expect when you get there as far as, you know, even horse safety. Is a term that is thrown around a lot. Trail ethics, that's where the Trails or Common Ground program comes into place. You know, let's take cleanup after our stock, our equine partners. What do you do with the manure in any given situation? You know, and that's going to be different if you're in the wilderness, if you're at a primitive campground, a developed trailhead, a developed campsite, or even a private commercial campground. You have to do something with the waste. Well, what do you do
wow.
with it? What are your choices in any given situation?
Now I'm starting to feel uncomfortable about how I've handled my manure. That's...
We like to call the manure pre-soil because that's what it is. It goes back into
the soil.
Oh,
gosh, that is funny. Well, so what else happened during this meeting that you were in? What were some of the other?
Well, yes, it's our national board of directors. So we this is where we can set policy or change policy. We get a report on the partnerships that we work, Backcountry Horsemen of America. We partner with different groups for different objectives. And so we get a report. We have a partnership committee that works on those partnerships throughout the year. And this is where we get the report on what has developed in those partnerships and what the goals are for the future in working with the different partners. We make sure that, you know, our missions align. And while we may not always agree 100%, working with partners for a common goal is a lot more successful than working against each other. So that's what we really encourage, the partnerships. And this is where they start on the national level. And those filter all the way down to the local level. And that's what we also help the state and the chapters get goals for setting those partnerships for the coming year.
So how has the, and I'm just going to go back to this again, but how has the Trails or Common Ground program been working? Does that seem to be a successful endeavor?
It does. It does. And as it gets out more and more, it's been, you know, released not quite a year now, but as it gets out, the reach is starting to grow as we come out of winter and into spring. You know, things are starting to open up. People are starting to use those trails more and more. And as they, that logo is everywhere, so that it's easy, just click on it and it takes you right to that page. And there again, all of our partners are using that logo with the link also. So whether it's a bicyclist, a hiker, a 4x4 off-road, they can all get the same information. And that's been from the user groups. So it's a lot more effective that way when it's coming from the user's perspective.
So what coming out of a meeting like that, what are some of the challenges that you see going forward as far as a trail use?
Sure. Basically, overuse of some areas. You know, with the pandemic, of course, that got people out, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But we also have to be mindful of more users means more use, and sometimes that can be a detriment. So we have to look at good ways to solve that issue. The trails have to be sustainable, and user conflict can also come into play. And there again, that's where the Trails or Common Ground program is good. And just getting the word out to the other users and the general public. You know, we don't want to just count on other organizations. We want the general public to have the information and make it readily available.
Well, I would think that would be one of the challenges, was to be able to make this information available to people, and how that gets done would be a challenge, I would think, as well.
Yes. And that's, we have a marketing and media committee. That's one of their challenges for the coming year, is how do we promote that? You know, social media has grown so much. How do we effectively use social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to keep everyone informed, not only on just use and enjoyment, but also on legislative issues that come up that affect the public lands. You know, something that I'm extremely excited about is we have finally put into place with Backcountry Horsemen of America CASI software, where we can very quickly, effectively, and efficiently contact all 12,000 plus members of Backcountry Horsemen to develop a branded message if a topic comes up. And that's, you know, Randy Rasmussen, which I know is a guest on here representing Backcountry Horsemen of America throughout the year. He is a vital part of that program in keeping our advocacy up and going. And we're just thrilled that we now have that process through software.
That's cool. Technology certainly has made things a lot easier, hasn't it?
It certainly has, yes.
I noticed something that I don't know how I've missed this other times I've been on your website, but just on the member homepage, one of the choices is National Park Service news feed. And this is wonderful. I just read about New Mexico, Guadalupe Mountains National Park closed due to a fire danger. So if you're looking at, you have an idea of a place you're heading for, this would be another place to go for information. That's fantastic.
Yes, that's all part of the know before you go idea. You know, there's so much information out there. Well, how do you access? How do you know where to go to get what you don't know? Well, we're hoping that Backcountry Horsemen of America can help facilitate that in one place. We'll have links to, you know, Forest Service information, national parks, all the agencies will be linked through there. And the more information, the better, as far as we're concerned.
Well, and this is, I think this week is National Park Week, I think through this Saturday. I just popped
very
into
timely,
my into
very
my
timely.
Into my very timely.
And that's what we encourage also, and also makes a good showing on social media, is if we get people using their stock on the, like, National Park Day. If we can, you know, get pictures of people, you know, riding a trail on a national park with maybe the sign, you know, and then show that, then we tag all the state organizations and all the chapter organizations. And it really does spread the word and heighten the communication line.
Well, I want to take a quick break and take a listen to a great song by Katie Moffitt. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about being light on the land and the type of responsibility that equine owners should have. We're visiting with Cherry Copeland today, who is the chairman of Backcountry Horsemen of America.
Way down in old Wyoming, way out a horse that's never been conquered, called Midnight of Rodeo fame. He was once a hard-working pony, herding doggies way out on the range, and envied to most of the cowboys for shining black coat and long mane. One day, while out on the prairie, he took pride in a mere tumbleweed that sent this black horse into bucking, and he was no more a cowpony steed. He was soon taken out to the roundup, on his back no rider could rein, but go spinning high in the heavens and fall like a stone to the plain. In the chute, he would stand just a-shaking with hate gleaming out of his eyes. When turned out, he'd leap on a heaven, a shining black streak there on high. With a snort, he would greet you defiant, swapping with the greatest of ease, and leave his rider sailing along through the dust and the was considered the best. There again, the touch of the saddle, nor the raking of spurs long his side. His stampeding days are all over. He has won the last great final ride. His last stand at Cheyenne, Wyoming, was the greatest in all. He's the king of all outlaws, even the strawberry and the rich running roam. He can snort, he can greet them defiant, he majestically stands on his throne. As the years roll by, there will linger the story of many a fall, and cowboys will tell us and midnight, the unconquered outlaw.
Well, that's Katie Moffitt, Midnight, the Unconquered Outlaw. I don't know whether I could handle riding that horse or not, but maybe so. But we're talking with Sherry Copeland, who is the chairman of Backcountry Horsemen of America. And Sherry, there is a new program that you have developed with Backcountry Horsemen that deals with using equine responsibly on public lands. Can you address that for us?
Sure. I would love to share that with your audience. In thinking about getting the message out, we knew that it would be necessary to organize it some way. And we're coming off of 2021, where Backcountry Horsemen of America members provided almost $10 million in service on public lands. And we want to take that awareness and share it with everyone so that everyone can be responsible when they're recreating on the public lands. And we are starting, we're in the conceptual development of a program called Light on the Land. And this is the program that is complementary to the Leave No Trace program. It has a lot of information in it, and there are titles. You're going into an area you're not familiar with, and you want to know, well, how can I contain my stock while I'm there? You would go to the matrix of Light on the Land. You'd simply look under containment. You would click on it, and it will give you all the options that Backcountry Horsemen have used and are aware of within some certain guidelines. We have high lines. You can put up a high line. You can use an electric fence. There's hobbling. You can hobble your stock or picketing them. But the main key in all of this is providing options, but also reminders. You know, let's try it at home before we take our stock out to try to use it for the first time. So it's all about being prepared. We talked about, you know, the waste. What do we do with the waste? Well, there will be a drop-down menu that will show you, you know, what do I do with it here? What do I do with it there? Necessary equipment, you know, a checklist that you might not always think of everything you need. Well, here you're relying on 50 years of experience for a list of things that you might need. If you're going to the wilderness, if you're going to the back country, if you're going to be in the front country, what might you need? First aid kit, what are you going to need, both for you and your stock? You know, what kind of navigation is available, you know, with apps,
right,
and everything? But you might not always have cell service. So what kind of emergency equipment might you need in case of an accident? The care of your animals, you know, shoes, no shoes, fly spray, you know, what choices are out there? So it's really an all-encompassing information guide on how you can be responsible and light on the land.
That's
the key. Yes. How can we, you know, your previous guest sang a song, Enjoy the Ride.
Right.
Well, we want to enjoy the experience and leave it so that the future generations can have the same experience or even better.
Absolutely.
And we're hoping with this program that this is the start of that.
Well, that is great, and a great way to get the information that you need as you're traveling at different parts of the country. So that is a great, great idea. I wanted to ask you, since you just celebrated your 50th year and had this,
yes,
had the meeting, old Roland Cheek didn't show up, did he?
No, he was not there. We're hoping that he will be next year. We will meet in Kalispell, Montana, back where Backcountry Horsemen of America got its start. And, of course, he is one of our founding fathers.
Right.
And so we're hoping he will be there. I have had the privilege of meeting Roland on a couple of occasions. And it is always wonderful to get the perspective from one of the founding fathers. And, you know, to keep us in check too, you know, are we still doing what they envisioned?
Right.
Because they had a great vision when they started, and we want to do them proud. And so hopefully, I will get to meet with him again next year.
Well, and he's a bit of a hoot, so you'll have a ball meeting Roland.
Yes.
I just
very entertaining.
I just happened to think, did Roland show up for his 50th anniversary thing? So anyway, he will.
The actual 50th celebration will be next year in Kalispell, Montana.
Okay.
So we're assuming he will be there. Yes.
All right. Well, I hope so. If he does, tell him I said howdy.
Certainly.
Not talked to them in a long time. Well, it is always great to have you. Thank you, by the way, for switching Thursdays with us, because we were traveling and we rebroadcast the show, and Backcountry Horsemen of America for the last 8 years has been on the first Thursdays of the month. So thanks for showing up for the third Thursday. I appreciate that very much.
Happy to do it. I was able to report on some business that we gotten taken care of since then. So
yeah,
that was wonderful.
That is cool. Well, it'll only be 2 weeks and we'll have you back again. So we look forward to doing
that.
We look forward to doing
that. That sounds great.
Anyway, thank you. Good information. And I'm going to encourage everybody again, go to bcha.org and visit their website. It's just like, it just gets better and better all the time. I don't know whether Sherry has anything to do with that or not, but I would guess so. So Sherry,
I am just carrying on the tradition.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment on Saddle of America.
Come on, ye sons of Ireland, hear my tale so sad with woe. Kilkenny was my home once, and up there I did grow. Annie Phelan had eyes of green, she loved me true, I know. But to make my fortune, I sailed the sea to the land of Texaco. Well, they taught me how to rope and ride, to be a cowboy bold. But there is no green in this whole land they call the Texaco. The wind blows all the livelong day, at night my toes are froze. If this is fortune, I am doomed in this land the Texaco. To share our campfire glow, he claimed he knew where there was gold in this land of Texaco. Said I, sir, pray tell us how your story can be so, for I've not seen a single coin in this land of Texaco. Well, a stranger smiled and said, gather round, there is this bank I know. 'Twould be an easy thing to take it all and live like kings of Texaco. With gold coins dancing in my head, the moon was rising low. Convinced of riches, I followed him to be a king of Texaco. This is robbery, give us all your gold. They caught us before the morning light, and out our guns did throw. Now six solemn men have sealed my fate in this land of Texaco. Sons of Aaron, hear my tale so sad with woe. I wish I were in my Annie's arms, ah, I miss her so. But pay no mind to the devil's words, he'll only bring you low. For Ireland I'll not see again, 'cause I'm hanged in Texaco. No, Ireland I'll not see again, or be a king of Texaco.
Mr. Alan Chapman and the King of Texaco, and we need to get Alan back on the show again before too long. He is always a great guest. Another one of those fellows that spent a lot of time in Nashville, Bobby.
Yes, he sure did.
Yeah. Well, it was a fun show. I sure did enjoy having Lily Robert on the show and visiting with her and sharing her great music. And always good to have Sherry Copeland, who is the chairman, not the executive director. She is the chairman. So I apologize for that faux pas. But always good to have her on the show to talk about backcountry horsemen and the things that they're doing for all trail trail riders to keep these trails open and improved. What kind of news have you got, Miss Bobby? What's going on with Out West?
Well, we have a lot of handbags, and they're easy to find at outwestshop.com. Go to accessory on the toolbar, and the first drop-down menu is handbags. And this is the time of year that many of us look to kind of refresh that bag that we carry. We have geometric woven prints. We have some wonderful, soft, lightweight leathers from the Scully Company, some fringed, some without. And, of course, we carry pretty much the entire American West, very well-known handbag line. And if you're shopping for anything on outwestshop.com, use the coupon code RADIO and save $10 off a purchase of $75 or more. And we always ship free any order to the United States, any order $98 or more.
Oh, well, I guess I better start looking for a new handbag because spring is here. You know.
Well, in the American West line, there are boot carriers, there's attaches, briefcases, a couple of laptop style bags. So yes, even gentlemen, you may want to look around, right?
That's right. I might could use something for my laptop. That might be a good thing for me to do. But anyway, so there's a bunch of fun today. And I will mention that Rendezvous 2022 is coming up, and that will be September the 29th through October the 1st. And been a little bit slow putting up information on the website, Bobby, so I'm going to try to get to that over the weekend and get the website updated with all the information. We're going to have an extreme cowboy race this year at Rendezvous.
Yes.
And that is going to be a ton of fun. So that's Craig Cameron's Extreme Cowboy Competition is coming to Rendezvous 2022 again, and that will be on October 1st. But stay tuned for information on that coming up. And my wife is headed to Genoa, Nevada. Did I say that right? Genoa, Nevada. She always tells me I say that wrong. But that's next week, and she'll be performing with Gary Allegretto and Chris Isaac and Dave Amy and Trinity Seedley will be performing, so that's going to be a big time.
That's fabulous. What a lineup.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong lineup. Pretty strong lineup. But anyway, that's coming right up. And the Western Music Association Tennessee chapter had its first gathering last night for a songwriters round at the beautiful Commodore Grill Holiday Inn Hotel. That's right across from Vanderbilt and the Parthenon in Nashville, Tennessee. So we look forward to doing some more of those as well. So you can visit us on Facebook at the International Western Music Association Tennessee chapter. Bobby is a director with the International Board and also very active with the Mexico chapter. So A lot of good stuff coming up in the music world for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it has been a long day, and we've been trying to get over being sick, so apologize if I don't sound just exactly right, but we're all getting better, and I think it's just kind of a bug that's going around, you know? Our good friend.
Oh, that time of year.
Yeah, yeah.
Time of year, change of temperatures and all of that going on. Yep.
And everything's blooming. It is beautiful.
And everything's blooming. Yes. Everything beautiful blooming. Out there.
So any kind of closing thoughts for us today? I thought that Lee Robert had a great closing thought when he talked about enjoying the ride. We could have just ended it right there.
Right there.
You know, that was great.
Well,
yeah. But
I do have one. It's from Wilbert E. Shear. Those who devote their lives to a cause greater than themselves always find a larger, fuller life than the one they remembered.
Amen. Amen. It's always, always good to give back any way that you can on things. Well, it's been a fun show. We're going to invite you to join us next Thursday for our live show at noon with the Campfire Cafe and Saddle Up America. But you can always go back and listen to the shows on our website at EquestrianLegacy.net, on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, and iTunes. And I even tried this the other day. I asked Alexa to look up Equestrian Legacy Radio on Apple Podcasts. And guess what? It just stayed the current show. That was so much fun.
It just popped up. Isn't that fun?
It just popped up.
Yeah. Popped
up. But anyway, well, we're going to close out this show today with a great song from our friend Lacey J. Dalton. And it's one called Wild Pony. And Bobby, we'll see you on the radio next week. Thanks to you for listening.
We'll see you.
It's a hand-me-down, hand-me-down, handed to me by my grandmother's grandma and her family. A couple of verses, a sweet melody, sing all our babies to sleep, singing la 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 la, la la. When it's dream time, my darling, I'll turn off the light. You close your sleepy blue eyes, and like my mother before me, I'll sing you to sleep to the wild pony lullaby. See 'em dancing and prancing and whirling around on your riding behind your closed eyes. It's the dream world you find when you follow the sound of the wild pony lullaby. One knows where it came from, but I'd like to believe that the angels were listening one dark winter's eve to a cold westbound wagon and the small baby's cry that they sent this old song to relieve. Singing la 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 la, la la. It's a hand-me-down, hand-me-down, handed to me.